This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Zetter taking good care of us. Matt Catrillo's our news director. I know he's up and around. He's sending out the notes already, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Amy Hackenberg. She lives down in the West Cameron Township, Treverton area, and is helping to make sure that an upcoming fundraiser is brought up and talked about and promoted and well organized, and is part of a wide range of people that are all pulling for Dana Foles, who lives down in that general region and is also active in the community. So good morning, Amy. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh, I really appreciate all you're doing. It sounds like you're really pulling together a lot of good stuff that's going to help the community. Well, let's start at Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve. A lot of folks are familiar with that down in that broad general region. And there is going to be a fundraiser there. They're turning over their facilities to a sporting clay shoot, which is basically like a trap shoot or skeet shoot, kind of all rolled into a lot of fun activities. Tell us about Folds Strong this weekend.
Okay, yes, Fold Strong is going to be happening on Sunday, October 25th. It will start at 10 a.m. and run till 4 p.m. And like you said, it is a Martz's is putting on a sporting clay shoot, which will have the sporting clays and wobble traps.
And this will be for Dana Foles, a fundraiser. She's going to have some unmet medical expenses and unmet medical needs. If we don't know Dana, introduce us to her, please.
Okay. Yes, Dana Foles is a member of our community down here in the Lime Mountain District. And she is a wife and mother of four kids, and also a business owner in our community. She's a physical therapist. So she is well known. She's helped a lot of people in the community with their physical ailments, and but also has very much involved with our youth in soccer programs. And so she is a very active person in our community and very well liked.
Right, and she has glioblastoma. Tell me just a tiny bit about this particular. I recall it's a brain tumor. Beyond that, what can you tell us?
Okay. A few weeks ago, Dana was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, which is a form of brain cancer. And she underwent brain surgery a few weeks ago. And I'm happy to say she's returned home right now, which we're very thankful for that. And in the next coming weeks, she'll be starting some multiple treatments for that brain cancer. And that's what this is for. This benefit is to help offset the health care costs that we'll be incurring with these treatments.
Most folks probably don't know Dana, but she's a real doer in the community. We can see her at either helping with or contributing to sometimes, or participating in some of the fundraising around there. Soccer and field hockey boosters both know of her. She's been in the Boston Marathon, but just one of these upbeat sort of contemporary people that you run into that has a real sense of positivity. And she's retained that. Just do you happen to know her as an acquaintance? So tell her about her mood and her outlook now.
Right. If anybody has ever come in contact with Dana, we know that she walks around with a positive attitude all the time and a smile on her face. And that's exactly how she is facing this journey that she's in right now. And she is has a wonderful attitude, and this is the "we can do it" attitude is what we're calling it. And she is working very, very hard, and she's very goal-oriented, very driven and determined, and I think that this will definitely, you know, play a huge factor into her healing. And so, yes, if anybody has ever met her, they've been encouraged by her, and just love to see the smile on her face all the time.
Well, super. All right. We want to do what we can to make sure that smile stays there. So this sporting clay shoot, that's one aspect of this weekend's activities. But it's basically a full-blown fall festival with a raffle, and food's going to be there. Now, there's not a lot of side activities per se, but there's going to be tons of food. So please make sure your meals Sunday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. happen at the Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, because you'll have all kinds of food. Explain who's bringing, what kind of foods will be there briefly.
Okay, yeah, we have some great food. We will be having some smoked pulled pork sandwiches, some hot sausages, hot dogs, pierogies, mac and cheese, chicken corn soup, ham and bean soup, chili. It really just goes on. And we have a huge list of baked goods coming, warm sticky buns and apple dumplings and just wonderful things that you can just come out, come after church, come get a lunch, or, you know, come and just enjoy the day and just grab a bite to eat. It's going to be great.
All right. And if you're looking for more information on this, you can go on Facebook to Folds Strong Clay Shoot Benefit is what you would look under. If you need directions to Martz's, you can just go to Martz's website for the hunting preserve. That's Martz's, MARTZS.com is their address. Explain some of the things. Now, you're having a big raffle. This might be as much of an interest as anything else. I know I'm going to get some of the tickets. Explain the raffle that's taking place Sunday, and then the gun raffle goes past Sunday.
Yeah, so the raffle, we've just been just blessed with over 100 baskets and gift certificates being donated for this. And so, you know, some of the items, some of the gift certificates we have already, you know, we're looking at area restaurants, Chiano's, Penn's Tavern, Fire and Ice. We have gift certificates to the Rusty Rail, a night stay at one of their suites. We have Colleen and Company out of Halifax giving a gift certificate for a family portrait. Manny Petty by a salon in Treverton. And it just, the list goes on. And then we have baskets from Norwex, 31, Avita, Yeti, baskets for kids, baskets for men, like fishing baskets, and there's pet baskets. It really is an unbelievable thing. Great items to come out and raffle on. So those will all be available. The cost for those tickets, for the raffle tickets, will be $5 for 10 tickets or $10 for 25 tickets.
All right. So that will... You have some Folds Strong clothing, too. You can buy a mask that says Folds Strong on it or shirts. And again, all a fundraiser. So the goal really just make sure that this is talked about. I'm going to try to get my name in the Cabela's basket. That would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Go for me, get some hunting stuff. Well, and you also have a gun that's for sale. It's a Browning X-Bolt White Gold Medallion 270 Winchester rifle. So it's a real showpiece. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're polished up, and it's just a gorgeous and more art, really, than hunting device. But if somebody's interested in that, that's $10 a ticket. And the gun auction will go past Sunday, so you can go into next month and get one of the gun auction tickets. And again, all the proceeds going to Dana Folt. Unmet medical expenses. This is at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve this Sunday. Amy, if you would close us out today with a pitch for folks to come out this Sunday and just encourage folks to participate in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this Sunday, October 25th from 10 to 4, for the Fold Strong benefit, we ask that you come out. If you have an interest in trap shooting, come out and enjoy the day doing the sporting clay shoot. But if not, come out and take a chance on the raffles. Come and eat. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a great day, and we're looking forward to making this benefit the best ever and raise this money for Dana. So thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Well, thanks for all you're doing. This is a labor of love for you and sort of an enjoyable, super almost probably chaotic at time, but busy hobby. So thanks for that. And I think you have a visit to our studios in the weeks ahead. So we'll look forward to seeing you in person when you're up here. Thank you so much, Amy. Thanks for checking in today.
Yes, thank you, Mark. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. That is Amy Hackenberg. Lives in the West Cameron-Treverton area, but is part of this group of Line Mountain individuals working on Folds Strong, the name of the fundraiser this weekend, all at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. And it's from 10 to 4 with tons of food and raffles and things for sale and concession stands. And, of course, the shoot is there, but you don't have to shoot. There's also a gun raffle, and folks can participate in that on Facebook. Folds, F-O-U-L-D. Yes, Strong Clay Shoot Benefit is where you get more details.